Shvius, Perik Hei, Mishnah Ches. Be Shamei Oimrim, Lo Yimkar Loi Paruch Hei Reshes B'Shvius. Don't sell to a person that's choshed on Shvius. A cow that plows. Not so common that a cow would plow. They'd mostly sell cows for the milk that a cow produces and the babies. But sometimes you'd have a cow that it would not be able to do that, and it was trained to plow. So the concern is that you're selling it to him and he's going to use it to plow. But there also, you can be toila, that it's possible that maybe he's buying it to shecht it. So Beishami says, don't assume that. Don't sell him the cow. Vesil Matir, Vesil says it's motor. And like the Mishnah says, Mibneishu Yachal is shachta, because he's able to shecht it. Again, this is a case where it's not Vade going to be doing something, so it's not Mamish Lifnei Yivir D'Oraisa. We're sort of in the middle stage, where Mistama, this is a person that's Choshen on Shvius, Mistama is going to do something wrong, but if we have ability to be toilet, he's going to do something mutter, we can. So here, because people shecht cows obviously to eat, we know that it's a cow that's normally used to plow, but still, it's a cow and people shecht cows and we can assume he's going to shecht it. Next case, Moicheloi Peiros Afilu B'Shas Hazera. You're allowed to sell him fruits even at the time of planting, that he may take this fruit and plant with it. Because the Rav says, Vadai, we're going to be toilet that he's buying it to eat, not to plant. Same type of thing. And you can lend him the saw measure, meaning basically something that they would use to measure how much a saw is. I don't know if it's a specific cup, a measuring cup, that measured a saw, whatever they used. You're allowed to lend it to him. And don't assume, even though he has a gurin, and we're concerned that he's going to be measuring it in order to store and put away, that you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. We can say that no, he's just doing it because he wants to grind, and that's why he's measuring it, because he wants to measure an exact amount, tell me how much he wants to grind. And the next case, and you can change money for him, even though he has workers. So let's say he's got five workers, and he has some coins, and he wants to break it up into five coins. He has one big coin, he wants to break it up into five coins. And we could be choshish that maybe he's going to use the coins to pay his workers for work they did on Shemitah. So we don't assume that. The Rav says that we just say that Bistam is using the money for his other needs. But any of these cases, if the guy actually tells you, Kivager brings the Rambam's Lashon, where he says to you, sell me this cow, you know, like this cow that stands to be used for plowing. So he says, sell me this cow that I should plow with it, or sell me this fruit that I should plant it, or give me this measuring saw that I can measure what I planted, where he implies he's going to put it away, or give me this money that I can give and pay rent to my workers that they work the land for me. So all these things are usur.